Welcome to lesson 155, one of the most powerful stories that Jesus tells in Luke chapter 15 called The Prodigal Son. Let's take a look at this story. Let's read through it to get an understanding again of what it means to be justified in God's sight. We start at the beginning of Luke chapter 15 where it says, "All the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him." Notice the crowd he attracted. The people who were attracted to Christ to listen to his words, those who needed him, the sinners, the outcasts in the culture in Jerusalem. So let's pick it up in verse 11. "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So the father divided them his livelihood." So he split his wealth and gave it to the younger son and his older son. Verse 13, "And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there he wasted his possessions on prodigal," or what the Bible describes as wasteful living, sinful living. You can see in the pictures. He left his father in the upper left corner, and he really squandered his wealth on useless things, perversions that are viewed as sinful even today in our culture. But then look at verse 14. "When he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. He went and he joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and still no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have enough bread and to spare, and I am perishing with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" So here in verses 14 to 19, notice that when he has nothing, all those friends of his that were willing to squander his wealth with him and party have abandoned him in his need. He has no friends anymore. And as he's starving to death, he remembers that when he was with his father, he had everything and to spare. But he's so humiliated about what he did by leaving his father to go do what he wanted and squandering all that his father had given him, that he couldn't bear to go back and expect his father to take him back in as his son. So he said, "I'll just ask to be a hired servant, because even they are so well taken care of in my father's house." So now let's pick it up at verse 20. "And he," the prodigal son, "arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm not worthy to be called your son any longer.' But the father didn't listen to him. The father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry.'" The father, notice what it says, sees him from a long way off. The father's paying attention. The father allowed his son to go, allowed him by his own free will to go do what he wanted, knowing he'd squander it, but didn't leave him. Kept hoping, kept looking every day for his son to return. And sure enough, his son, as it says, came to his senses. Just like all of us, we know the graciousness and goodness of God the Father. And in this case, the son repented. The son turned and wanted back to the father, and the father didn't just say, "I told you so, remember everything you did wrong," but instead said what? "A feast needs to be had because my son is back." Now look at verse 24. "For this my son was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found," and they made merry. What's the point? Click on the screen. What is the point of the story? Why does Jesus tell this parable? Look what it says in Luke chapter 5, verse 32. The reason Jesus came, he didn't come for people who think they're righteous. He didn't come for people who think they're good enough and they're fine and they can stand before God in his courtroom and say, "Look how good I am," and be received by God. No, no, no. Jesus came specifically to call sinners, to call them to repent. Remember what we just looked at in the last lesson. Repentance, intellectually looking at your circumstances and realizing that you're lost and hopeless in your condition. It's exactly what the son did when he realized here he is with a pig farmer and he can't even eat, he's starving to death. And then emotionally, letting that affect your heart in godly sorrow, which is exactly what he did then when he said, my dad always took care of me. I'm going to go back to him and I'm going to fall at his feet and ask him to please. I don't want to be a son anymore. Just let me come in as your servant. And then finally, determining that, the will of your heart, making that decision to do it. And it said he arose and came to his father, verse 20. But before he was even there, his father received him. This is the story of what it means to repent, what it means to come to the Lord on his terms. And God always, every time, receives you back as his son. There's a powerful video, one of the most famous videos on repentance and the story of the prodigal son that's told in the movie Jesus of Nazareth attached. Watch it, and it will move you and make you realize how good God is. This is lesson 155.